Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
John Harbaugh going to meet with the media later on today. Yesterday it was the coordinators. We'll get into all of that and more. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass. He's on vacation next couple of weeks. He'll be back after the first of the year. Let's get out to the phones here from the people at 410-583-1057. We'll be crushed Wednesday. It's Christmas Eve. Hope everybody has a great and safe holiday and all the good stuff goes along with that. Ravens getting 3 at Green Bay. No Lamar practice yesterday during the walkthrough. Jordan Love was limited. So was Malik Willis. Green Bay still needs to clinch a playoff spot. A win over Baltimore would help that cause for the Ravens. They need to win and hope Pittsburgh loses. I think we're down with the drill. Let's go to Reggie in Baltimore. Reggie, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Nolan. Hey, season greetings for both of y'all.
Yeah, you too, dude.
Listen, Bob. It's going to be tough watching Big Ten Maryland basketball this year. You know that, right?
It already is tough.
But, I don't know why. I don't know how Buzz got the job anyway, but that's a whole other story.
Because Kevin Willard told Maryland to bleep off, you know what I mean, and went to Villanova, his dream job. Buzz Williams, his track record speaks for itself. Now, will he be here for 20 years? That I don't know, but they'll be dancing soon. Rest assured.
Ravens, I've been a Raven fan for 30 years, right? It's been great times, and we never going to match those nostalgic days again in the near future, I don't believe ever. That was great. Going through all that, the team was dominant. The team had a reputation. They were feared. They was dominant. They was respected. But we didn't have great quarterbacks. Flacco came along, got the Super Bowl. And then I was a Harbaugh fan for years. Lamar saved his job. Everybody knew that. But now I'm tired of looking at that dead headlight look on the sideline like he lost when he's the 18-wheeler coming straight at him. He can't move. I mean, come on. His time is up. We're going to know before – if he's sitting next to EDC at that news conference, then we know he's coming back. If that chair empty, then that's going to say a whole lot, which I doubt. I think we could see him sitting next to EDC again. At the end of this season, you watch what I say. And y'all have a happy holiday.
All right, Reggie, thanks for the call, man. And look, to his point about the Ravens' defense not being feared, Marlon Humphrey even said that before the season started, that no one fears us anymore. You knew what you were getting into when you played the Ravens. Roquan Smith plays with that. He's out there cracking heads. And Kyle Hamilton, Matt Ibike, and we don't even know if he's going to play anymore. I mean, there are players on the field, but there's no longer this anticipation that we're at a street fight with the Ravens.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the talent, they've never been lacking the talent at any point, really, in franchise history, and especially now. But maybe everyone always says the same, well, they don't have the Ray, they don't have the Ed, or even Suggs, you know. And it's not just the Hall of Fame talent, it's the leadership or the intangibles, I guess. And in the past, I maybe brushed that to the side and say, if you got the talent, you can be good enough. And there have been years in recent history where the Ravens defense was ranked top three or even number one in yards and points allowed.
Got a head coaching job.
So again, you know, don't compare the Ravens defense in the 2020s to the 2000 or the 2006 Ravens defense. They're never going to be that. No defense is going to be. Compare it to the other defenses now. Are you the best defense in 2025? That's all that matters. You're never going to be 2000 again. But as far as those intangibles, if your coach isn't bringing it, D coordinators changing every 3 years, at least 3-4 years. It's got to be the players that bring that. And I think you're right. Outside of Roquan, nobody really fits that bill on this defense.
Ray Lewis hasn't played a game for the Ravens since the Super Bowl of 12. Same for Ed Reed. Suggs lasted a couple more years, and this guy's been eligible for the Hall of Fame the last couple of years. They've still won a ton of games. They've still made the playoffs multiple times, and they still have representative defenses. But something's been disconnected here the last 2 years.
And to clean it up with the call, the Harbaugh, if he's sitting there next to EDC, it keeps saying, you're not going to have to wait that long.
Nope.
I mean, sometimes we have to wait 2-3 weeks for them to have that end-of-season presser. Less than 24 hours after that Steelers game, you're going
to
know.
Yeah, Rap Sheet and Shifty Schefter will be trying to break that news long before that happens. Let's go back to the phones. Cool C at Timonium. Cool C, what's up?
Yeah, Bob, you know how thin the quarterback market is right now. It's so bad that when they lose Daniel Jones, who the Giants didn't want, they got to go get a guy 44 years old who hadn't played in 5 years as their best alternate.
And looks like me physically.
The quarterback pool is. Wait a minute. And these idiots, these morons that want to call us and trade Lamar Jackson. What is it? These guys don't have a half a brain. This is the only guy we have on this team. The only reason the Ravens were picked to be the Super Bowl was because they had a quarterback like Lamar Jackson. He comes out to start the year, two-time MVP winner. Last year he should have won, and he had the best year of his career last year, and he still got number, and they gave it to Allen because it was Lamar Jackson fatigue, and he still gets first-team All-Pro, okay? He comes out this year, wraps up 40 against the Bills, and we lose. He wraps up 41 the next week against Cleveland. And then he wraps up another 30 against the Lions. We lose. He's got 20 on the board against the Chiefs when he goes down with a hamstring. Okay? I mean, it's a joke. These idiots that want to come in here and try to get rid of an all-pro, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, MVP quarterback. That's all we have. It's a joke. And you know, you look forward to what this team, we can build around it, Lamar Jackson. He hasn't even hit his prime yet. A quarterback in the NFL hits their prime at 29 to 30. That's when they hit their prime. Look in L.A. Look at Stafford. I mean, he's lighting it up at his age. So he hadn't even hit his prime yet. And we want to get rid of a MVP quarterback? That's all this team. Why do you think we're on national TV at prime time on Thursdays, on Monday nights, on Sunday nights? Because we got Lamar Jackson. Without him, if we didn't have Lamar Jackson this year, we would have probably been ranked, I don't know, probably would have been like a 10th pick. And by the way, you know what? There's 10 quarterbacks that make more money than Lamar Jackson. Right now, he's 10th on the payroll for quarterbacks. Guys that never even got to a playoff game are making more than Lamar Jackson. The Tuas of the world. It's a joke. And you know what? I was hoping back when he was an unrestricted free agent that he'd go to Atlanta. This city doesn't deserve Lamar Jackson. I was hoping he would go to Atlanta then. He would dominate that division for the next 6 years in a dome with the Falcons, and they got a nice nucleus to build around. But that was the time when Deshaun Watson got his $260 million guarantee, and there was some collusion going on, and they weren't doing anything. But as far as Lamar Jackson, we better hope they don't get rid of him, because without him, this team's going nowhere. Thank you, guys.
All right, Cole C., Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And he made a good point, really good point. Ravens were a national TV attraction because Lamar Jackson, at his best, is he's the guy you spend money to watch.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the end-all, be-all, though. I mean, I'll play a 1 o'clock game every Sunday. We go to the Super Bowl. That's fine.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
It's all part of it. I mean, Lamar's, you know, one of the top jersey sellers and all that.
He's a marquee player.
Yeah. There's nobody that can dispute that. To me, you trade Lamar Jackson, that's like trading Luka Doncic. And the reaction, I think, would be the same. And what was the Mavericks' justification? It was physical concerns. They didn't like his physique. Maybe a little work ethic in there. I don't know. That's the stuff that came out. Or we want to be a better defensive team. It was all garbage. And the response that Nico Harrison got is the same response that Eric DaCosta would get if he even dared to entertain trading Lamar Jackson.
And what happened to Nico Harrison ultimately? He got fired. And what's going on with the Lakers? They're one of the best teams in the Western Conference because Luka Doncic lost weight and is playing his ass off. He's kind of banged up right now. And Anthony Davis, you know, he's already missed significant time this season.
But it's also that kind of the debate, because I think maybe the one thing that people could lean on as in terms of trying to get rid of Lamar or want to move on from him is now the injury thing is now a question again. It was I don't know. It's really the only, you can't say he's not a good quarterback. I mean, you can't point to the stats or anything. You could point to playoff record,
which is fair.
Right.
Josh Allen's feeling that heat and we'll feel it again in a couple of weeks too.
But all right, you know, Luka Doncic, all right, he made the one finals, had one good playoff run. That was it. Hadn't won an MVP, contender for it, but never won an MVP. So I always think back to when that trade happened. Ryan Russillo, podcast host now, had all-time quote, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He said, Luka Doncic could walk up and down the court smoking a pack of cigarettes. I still would have given him the Supermax. It's the same with Lamar Jackson. You talk about health, oh, his diet, this, that, the work ethic. Give him the max contract. Either you have the quarterback or you don't. We have the quarterback, and you go from there.
When we come back, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Let's count some Christmas money, perhaps, with buy or sell. Talk about many sports subjects of the day. And then Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Talk about what's going on in his world with college football, the playoffs moving into the next phase. Texas A&M, see ya. Tulane, should they even been there? Same with JMU. I mean, the 12 best teams of college football, let's be honest. I mean, they didn't play. But then again, do the 68 best teams of college basketball play in the NCAA tournament?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
All right, buy or sell. We're sitting here watching MLB Network, full disclosure, and they're showing baseball, and it's the 69 World Series baseball, the Ken Burns documentary from 30 years ago. And Lou DiMuro in game five. What the bleep, dude. What, rest in peace, of course, but what the hell. Everything that could go wrong for the Orioles in that World Series did. And, you know, one of the great teams of baseball history lost in five games to a team that they would have beat. If they'd have played 162 times, would have beat them 100 times. It's like the Colts, Super Bowl III. We can sit here and whine like we are about the Ravens. Enough of that. Before we get to the sports subjects on the Christmas Eve, Nolan McGraw, Bob Haney, Mike Pope, Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Let's count some dough. I need a stocking stuffer, mainly a 30-pack for myself.
Got to double check here, always with the holidays. Is the market open? It is open today. I will not get fooled on that again. It was an all-time Vinny and Haney moment right there. All-time buy or sell moment.
Yeah.
Dow Jones is up 271 today. NASDAQ is up 48. S&P 500 up 22. Under Armour up 9 cents. How about that? And DraftKings, a clean sweep today, up 5 cents. There you go, a little Christmas money for you.
And as we always say when Vinny's not here, me and Nolan have no idea what any of that means.
No. I don't know if Vinny does either.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, he's read the stocks when the market's been closed, too, and stuff. Right.
We've all been there.
Yes.
Starting the NFL here today, Cam Ward didn't really land in the best spot as a rookie. It was always going to be a challenge for him to deliver immediate results with the Titans. But as of late, actually looked pretty good over the last three games and playing some good defenses in that span as well. Cleveland, San Francisco, Kansas City, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, and the most important stat, a pair of wins in those three games as well. Buy or sell, Bob, over these next 2 weeks, Ward will continue to perform well enough for this to be called a true breakout year.
Breakout year as a rookie, I'm going to sell it, but I'll say it'll be an acceptable year. I mean, he's not going to go like Jaden Daniels did, that sort of thing last year, or some C.J. Stroud a couple years back as number two picks, but I think he's doing better than, say, Bryce Young did as the number one pick a couple of years ago. Upside's immense. They need a running game. Definitely need receivers. But you can see there's hope for the future in Tennessee with their quarterback there.
Do a little baseball here. The Pirates actually all of a sudden very active this offseason. They've made that, or part of the three-team trade last week. They get Brandon Lau, this all-star second baseman. And then yesterday, old friend here, Ryan O'Hearn, signs a 2-year, $29 million contract with Pittsburgh. It's actually the first time they've handed out a multi-year deal to a free agent since 2016. They've given some of their in-house guys, like Brian Reynolds got an extension, and Key Brian Hayes did, but in terms of outside the organization, not at all. They're kind of like the Orioles until they ponied up. Now, Brandon Lau says, even before the O'Hearn move, the Pirates are actually in good shape, in his opinion. To be fair, what is he supposed to say? Mm-hmm. But he thinks that they could be a fringe playoff team, because the pitching staff is legit. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that the Pirates' aggressiveness will continue? They have another multi-year free agent deal in them this winter.
Now, the multi-year for O'Hearn was 2 years, $29 million.
Right.
Not like the Alonso got from the Orioles. And are they swimming in the deep waters with, let's say, Kyle Tucker? No. That sort of thing. But they might. I'll buy. They'll hand out a multi-year deal. I mean, last year at their fan fest, the fans were chanting, sell the team. And you're going to have to at some point in time, because in the early 2010s, they had an uprising like the Orioles did, with they had McCutcheon in his prime and Polanco and Garrett Cole and Taillon. I mean, they had a little run where they made the playoff, didn't win, but they made the playoffs. I think it was 3 out of 5 years or something like that. And they've cratered since. And Pittsburgh's a great baseball town. They'll swim in deeper waters, but a lifeguard's still going to be staring at them. There might be a floaty still hanging around, too.
See, a little Ravens here. Justice Hill, strange year for him. Been on IR for a while now with that neck injury. But John Harbaugh did say last week there is a chance he could return before the season's over. As expected, though, when Keaton Mitchell came back and was actually activated on game days, you know, Justice Hill, his reps decreased naturally. Even still, making the most of them, averaging over 5 yards per carry in his limited reps this year. 2026 is going to be the final year of his short extension. $3.9 million is the cap hit. We're talking about a number three running back, a special teams piece. And keep in mind, Rasheen Ali has kind of come up and taken over that special teams role this year. Buy or sell, Bob, Justice Hill will not be on the Ravens roster next year.
I'm going to buy it because Ali's kind of moved into the pass pro running back as well. Can help out of the backfield catching passes here. You're not getting rid of Mitchell. They just extended Henry, who, by the way, still rushed for 1,200 yards this year. Yeah, I just don't see any room at the end for Justice Hill, as the Ravens have other needs that need to be prioritized moving forward.
And one last topic here. Thank God. We didn't mention this yesterday. We were talking about Monday Night Football, but thank God the narrative coming out of that game wasn't about Phillip Rivers. Side story, but I don't think I could stomach it. If we had to do a whole nother week of look at how great or how okay Phillip Rivers looks after 5 years coming out of retirement. To be fair to him, was actually better this week than his first game back. 277 yards, 2 touchdowns, 44 years old. We know the story. It is slightly impressive. But afterwards, he's saying the right things, deflecting. What does this all matter if we don't win? I mean, I came in here to try to turn the season around, get us into the playoffs. That's what it's all about. They are still technically alive. But even still, buy or sell, Rivers will continue to get hooked back on the NFL, fall in love with it again, to the point where he's okay with being a backup for Indy next year.
No, I'm selling it. One of his sons is going to be a premier recruit quarterback. He literally has grandchildren. I think the only reason he's back, because he and Steichen have a relationship going back to when they were at the Chargers together. So he knows the offense a little bit. As cool as he said, and we've talked about with many listeners, it speaks volumes about how lame quarterbacks are outside of your premier guys. Nah, I think he's in. Maybe looking for a miraculous run to get to the postseason because of all the accomplishments he's had. He's never even made the Super Bowl. Colts are not that team this year. I think he comes in, gets some attaboys for doing what he did at his advanced age, literally coming off the couch to do it, it seems. But now he's done.
I think, and obviously I don't want it to happen because I can't do any more Phillip Rivers, obviously. A little short run here, it'll be fine, but don't give him comeback player of the year.
No,
don't come
no.
back next year. But you never question the mental side of it. When he came back, that part made sense, right? You go with the guy who understands the game, understands your system. I mean, he's barking out audibles the other night like he's been there all year. But it was always about the physical side of things. His brain's there, but if he can't physically do what he used to do, then it's all a moot point. I'll give him credit. Physically, he's looked way better than I thought he would. And I think it does actually beg the question, if he had a full offseason to work out, get in shape, that if he could convince himself, I actually can still do this.
You think he comes back? I say he doesn't.
I think it's a chance, as much as I would hate it.
He's 45. Look, his helmet looks like it barely fits him. It's like an adult trying to wear the kid's uniform that you get for Christmas or used to when you were a kid. I think this is a good story. They are 0-2 since he took over, and their playoff hopes are slim and none. Nah, I think he's toast.
Right. I think maybe the only way he would do it is if he was told he was going to be a starter, and there's no way any team's going to tell him that.
Unless trying to win, you're not telling him that.
No, that's absurd, but yeah. So from his perspective, though, like, all right, I get in shape, I do all the work, but I still probably wouldn't want to come back just to sit on the bench.
Hey, Joe Flacco keeps coming back, though, but Joe Flacco looks like he did 15 years ago. Phillip Rivers looks like he did 15 beers ago. When we come back, we're going to talk college football and basketball. Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. We're going to get into our heroes of the week for week 16 that just finished on Monday night, and we just talked about that. So stick around, and then we're going to take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens back at practice today. Lamar didn't practice yesterday. They're 3-point underdogs at Green Bay. What's your Christmas present? Which one do you want under the tree when you wake up tomorrow morning for your favorite Baltimore?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
For sports team. Oh, this Woman Crush Wednesday Window Nation guest hotline, palmbrackets.com is the website. Let's welcome back to the show, Jerry Palm. Jerry, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing all right. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And, you know, as the college football playoffs resume coming up Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and then New Year's Day. I mean, you got Indiana, the number one seed with the Heisman Trophy winner, Fernando Mendoza, and all the good stuff. But they've been in the playoffs 2 years in a row. You've been covering sports for a long, long time. You're based in Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. Would you ever imagine we're living in a reality in college football where Indiana is the number one seed in any scenario? I would think it would be like Northwestern in basketball, the number one seed in the South region or something crazy like that 2 years in a row.
Indiana football being competent is crazy enough. So, I mean, this is one of the worst programs in all of major college football up to 2 years ago. And that's not an exaggeration. They are one of the worst up until then. And now Kurt Cignetti comes in, they get an influx of money, and they're now great, like 2 years in a row. And the number one seed, as you mentioned this year, I tell people, if you go back to 1987, when Indiana last won a basketball championship, which is their lifeblood when it comes to sports, and you tell them, you might get another one someday, but your football team has to win one first. And then maybe Purdue has to win a basketball title too. And then maybe you can get one. Well, you know, the football part of it would have just made their eyes glaze over because they were horrible back then and almost for 100 years horrible. And, you know, now they're not. Now they've got that chance to win a national title and, you know, have to be considered certainly among the favorites as the number one overall seed. I don't know that there's a clear favorite. We're 2 years into it, and it's still a bit of a culture shock to think of Indiana being, you know, national championship potentially good at football.
Yeah, they've got Alabama coming up at the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, and they are 5.5-point favorites, and Nolan can testify, 6.5 points, excuse me. To this, I don't turn this into a Maryland bash. I mean, you look at Maryland football history compared to Indiana. Maryland is Alabama with some of the success they've had. But Alabama, Indiana, the tie, they were down 17-0. They come back, pull the stunner. I mean, do they get that blue blood tied, no pun intended, rolling against the Hoosiers who are, you know, trying to live up to these lofty expectations now?
They certainly can. Talent is not the problem at Alabama, right? They've got as good a talent on that roster as anybody, and that includes Indiana. It includes Ohio State. I mean, which is probably more talented still. You know, so talent's not the problem for Alabama. It's can they execute? And execution, especially on offense, has been sketchy at times. But once they got that interception return for a touchdown in the first half, late in that first half of that game against Oklahoma, that really got Alabama, you know, in full gear. And that totally turned the game. Actually, the regular season game, Oklahoma had an interception return for a touchdown that turned the tide as well. So, Alabama's defense is going to have to step up and make some plays because Indiana's offense is outstanding. They can throw, they can run. There isn't anything they can't do offensively. So Alabama's defense is going to have to be ready. But Alabama certainly can win. They're good enough to win. They're talented enough to win. We'll just see what happens. And, you know, one thing to think about with these games is that all four of these teams that have byes have had basically 3.5 weeks off. And that is a long time to be off. You know, in the NFL, you get a bye, it's 1 week. That's, you know, that's great. You get some rest, a little extra time to prepare. But 3.5 weeks and you're going home for the holidays and all that stuff, it's hard to keep your edge through all that. And Kurt Cignetti even said something that he was concerned about, you know, maintaining the focus and the intensity that you need to prepare for a game like this for this long period of time.
Now, I won't ask you to try to make sense of what happened at Michigan or what went wrong at Michigan, but moving forward, maybe you can make sense of where they go from here. The coaching search. You got Biff Poggi as the interim man. Are they kind of just at this point stuck with him for 26, or do you think there's any chance they could maybe get somebody to take a late leap?
Well, no, there's always a chance. They're Michigan. It's one of, if not the top job in college football. So, yeah, it's there's always a chance. Now, they might have something in mind with a coach that's still in the playoff and therefore not really doing much. But there's also a chance that they don't get someone they want at this late date, and they do have Poggi for all of next season. And he has said that he would like that job, you know, that he thinks that he can do that job. So, you know, it's I don't know that he's been anything other than, well, yes, he's been a head coach before, right?
At Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte, yeah. So, you know, it's I think that Michigan is hoping to find someone more experienced and a bigger name, but we'll see. It probably isn't going to happen until after the playoff and or until maybe the coach that they have an eye on, if they do in the playoffs, his time comes to an end.
Well, speaking of the playoff, we look ahead to this next round here coming up next week. We'll go ahead and throw Oregon, Texas Tech out the window here because that's almost a toss-up game. But of the other three, Miami, Ohio State, Alabama, Indiana, and Ole Miss, Georgia, all three of those lines or those spreads, you know, a touchdown at least or greater. If we're looking for an upset pick of those three, do you have a lean here?
Yeah, I think Alabama, because Alabama's been in this situation almost every year. They know what they're doing here. They've got the talent to do it. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, can Indiana show up and play the way that they have been all year? I think all of these teams have upset potential just because of that. And we saw last year teams with the byes. Oregon was the number one seed last year, lost in the Rose Bowl. And, you know, they talked about it after the game. It's just, you know, we just weren't sharp. Well, you know, you have to be sharp. So I would say any of these games are a potential upset. But because of the pedigree and the talent of Alabama, and I mean this with no disrespect to Indiana, I just think that Alabama probably has the best chance of pulling an upset.
Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Jerry, what's happening on the website as we're wrapping up 2025 and getting into, college hoops talk on a more regular basis here?
Yeah, just on Monday, I posted my first regular season bracket projection, and I'll be doing those Mondays and Fridays once we get into January. So if you want to see what a preseason or in-season bracket looks like, where we stand right before Christmas, that's on palmbrackets.com. And then I'm keeping track of the bowl results and all of that. And then the football site will go to sleep for just a little bit, but while basketball takes over.
Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Jerry, appreciate the time again. Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year. Probably won't talk before that. Merry Christmas. I don't know. I get my holidays all mixed up, Jerry, but have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Happy holidays to you, too.
There's Jerry Palm. Something tells me Maryland's not going to be in his initial bracket for March Madness.
We'll stick with Lenardi for that. I mean, he'll throw us the bone in the offseason.
They're the ninth seed. It's August when we come back. Heroes of the Week for Week 16 in the NFL, which wrapped up on Monday night with San Francisco beating Indianapolis. And then we're going to get to NFL lunch. Take your phone calls there, 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks for this week in the National Football League, and then keys to victory. How about we close out the show with keys and then a fun house trip before Inside Access takes over too here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. As the Ravens get ready for the Green Bay Packers coming up on Saturday night, it's on Peacock. It's going to be on local TV too. Ravens need to win. I hope Pittsburgh loses. And then we'll see how things go maybe in Week 18. We'll do our picks for this weekend's NFL games as well. Three tomorrow on Christmas Day. And then keys to victory with Nolan McGraw, trying to figure out how the Ravens can possibly salvage their season against the Green Bay team that's banged up. I mean, got two quarterbacks. Jordan Love is practicing today, but he is still in protocol. Malik Willis said he should be ready to go on Saturday. So we'll get into all of that good stuff and more. But right now, let's look back at Week 16. We've been doing it all year long. We give out our Heroes Award. Let's start with the offense.
Vinny and Haney's Offensive Hero of the Week.
All right, Nolan McGraw, what do you got going on here, my friend?
I'm
going
to go with a classic case of squeaky wheel gets the oil here, talking about A.J. Brown. Remember the early stages of his season, all the complaining, all the whining about a lack of targets? Well, the last 5 weeks, he's been very well fed. This past week, in particular against Washington, 9 receptions, 95 yards, went without a touchdown. But in this last 5-game stretch, 95 yards per game, three of the 5 over 100 yards. He's become a touchdown machine again. All of a sudden, Jalen Hurts looking his way. It was that simple. All he had to do was complain.
So when's Devontae Smith start complaining?
Well, he's never complained. He's yet, which I give him credit for, because even after A.J. Brown entered the picture, he always was just content with being on a top-flight offense and winning a Super Bowl last year. But as we know, all receivers are divas at some point, so it's probably coming.
And another thing to watch with Philadelphia trying to get the offense on track, Saquon Barkley, 2 of the last 3 weeks, has been over 100 yards and doing his thing. And I'm going to go with a guy who wasn't having fun just a couple of weeks ago playing in the NFL. Really wasn't having fun against the Ravens in Cincinnati as his team got shut out 24-0. But against the Miami Dolphins, where everyone has fun except for the Dolphins, Joe Burrow, 25 of 32, 309 yards, 4 touchdowns as the Bengals blow out Miami 45-21, quarterback rating of 146.5. Their season ended for all intents and purposes. Well, when Buffalo came from behind to beat them, put them up against it, Ravens did officially finish them off. But he said, hey, I'm going to play out the string. Need to, other than to just be there for his teammates. And Higgins came back. He had a touchdown. Chase was over 100 yards. So we'll give Joe Burrow credit. But this is 3 straight playoff-less seasons for a team that had gone to back-to-back AFC championship games and got to a Super Bowl. So, you know, if Joe Burrow could stay healthy, and that's a big if, and they can do something to help the O-line and the defense, who knows? But we talk about Lamar's window. Maybe Burrow's window could be on the verge. Maybe it's just cracked open a little bit before it shuts altogether.
Well, if you're someone in the camp of, well, Lamar is now injury prone and we got to move on. I mean, look at Joe Burrow. I mean, that guy never plays.
Hello.
And when he does play, he's on top of the world. But, well, you get the excuse of the defense is bad. And I'm not going to lie, it is bad. Last year, that was the reason that they missed the playoffs. This year, I think I'd put more stock in Burrow just being absent. I mean, if he was there, maybe they could have made something happen. But yeah, I mean, we talked to Joe Reedy yesterday, who covers them every day, and he said cap space actually looking pretty advantageous. They're going to lose pass rusher, finally.
Hendrickson.
Yeah. He'll be out the door. But other than that, I mean, there's nowhere to go but up with the defense. So if they've got the money to do it, then it's just a matter of actually spending.
Yeah, and another guy we need to acknowledge a little bit for offense player of the week, Puka Nacua. 200 yards receiving, a couple of touchdowns, but his team lost. So
he's had enough headlines recently.
That does, for all the wrong reasons, by the way. But that does affect it at some level. Let's get to the defense.
become the heroes just for one day.
Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
Could have went a bunch of different directions but this one, but give me Derek Stingley Jr. for his pick six to set off that Texans versus Raiders game. Final score actually ended up being closer than I would have thought, but this was huge out the gate. Third play of the game, pick six, takes it to the house. That's his fourth pick of the year, and now on pace to potentially in these final 2 weeks get that fifth interception, which would mean that he would match what he's done the last couple years. Just 4 years into the league, this guy has been as solid can be. Five picks each of the last 2 years. He's sitting on four right now. Try to match that in the next 2 weeks.
I'm going to bring up a guy who's had great success in the past, probably in the second half of his career, because Father Time catches up to all of us. But Cam Jordan for the New Orleans Saints, and if you remember Cam's father, Steve, if you're of that age group, he was an all-pro tight end for the Vikings. If you like wrestling, remember when Mr. Perfect threw a pass to himself?
Yes.
Steve right. Jordan was the guy standing next to him.
The perfect pass.
Yes. But Cam Jordan against the hapless Jets, four tackles, two sacks, three quarterback hits. New Orleans wins 29-6. And, hey, look, the Saints have won three in a row. They beat both Carolina and Tampa, beat New York. I mean, Kellen Moore might be on to something there. I mean, Cam's not what he was, but offensively, you have Olave, who's a stud. Shuck looks like he could be a keeper. I don't know if Kamara is still in the prime of his career, as he's missed a few weeks here with injuries. But Cam Jordan, let's not forget this guy who's been a premier dude throughout his career, and he had a premier performance against the New York Jets this past Sunday. Let's get to the rookie hero.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan.
So I think I was lied to here. I'm going to blame Pro Football Focus for a second. Because just for let people peek behind the curtain here, when we do this every week, you try to find a rookie. So it takes a little more digging than the surface level sure. box score stuff. And PFF puts out a rookie team of the week every single week. And I'm looking here at edge defender Nick Scorton for Carolina Panthers. I'm like, oh, there's a name that Vinny was talking about as a potential guy for the Ravens. Let me go with him. And it says here, Scorton recorded two stops as a run defender, added another while in coverage. Scorton also tallied his sixth sack of the year while contributing another pressure to the mix. Then I go look at the thing here. Nick Scorton did not record a sack.
Oh, boy.
He only has 3.5 on the year. So I've been lied to. But you know what, Nick Scorton, you're still my rookie of the week. He had 1.5 stuffs, which, depending on who you ask, may be better than a sack. But he did not get home with a sack. But nonetheless, good year for him. If I want to go total cop-out, we'll just go Cam Ward. Why not?
All right, there you go. I'm going to go my rookie Carolina on offense, and I'm assuming these stats are for real because I was watching some of the game on Red Zone. Teteroa McMillan, first-round draft pick out of the University of Arizona wide receiver. Six catches, 73 yards, and a TD as Carolina beat Tampa 23-20, taking control, at least for now, of the NFC South. For the season, 65 catches, 924 yards, 7 TDs, and he actually missed a couple of games as well. But this kid's a stud. Bryce Young's had his ups and downs, much better and much more comfortable, I would think, if I'm a Panthers fan about him than I was after his rookie season. Remember, last year he got benched for the Red Rifle. Andy Dalton, they got hot. When Dalton got hurt, he came in, put up some numbers. But this McMillan kid, he's been outstanding as a rookie, and he is my rookie hero of the week. When we come back, NFL Lunch, you want to join us, you can. Now's your last chance to do so. At 4-5-8-3-1-0-5-7, going to hear from Zach Orr, going to hear from Todd Monken, talking about their jobs, not being in jeopardy, but what the hell are they going to do to neutralize the Green Bay Packers? We'll do our picks, and then keys with Nolan McGraw. It's the last hour of the show for the week, because tomorrow is New Year or Christmas. It is whatever. It's holidays. I'm getting them all confused here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.